With you now we are fed, Jesus be here.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take some time with you again. Really what that word means, full of wonder, to leave ourselves open to the amazing truth of the presence of God in our lives, the transformational, the renewing and totally making new of the presence of God in our lives. And that God is a passage as well, the humble serving God made for us a way. God, for us who believe, find within Christ our way, the passage and the path for us. The passage is one of transformation, and so here we are, and I plunged into the reflection, but now let me invite you into leisure. A little openness beyond time. We might even say in time, so we don't work too hard trying to get away from time. We might just let time go and go on, as whatever form it seems to be in a way of measuring, and let our hearts now open, and let that depth, that full of wonder rise in us, that is really what leisure is. Wonderful German philosopher Joseph Piper lets us know that leisure really is the basis of culture, the way in which we express or find expressions for the richness of being human, ourselves and with others. And so we enter this time, and we do today on the feast I do with you of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. And I'm very conscious as I begin here that I'll be with Greg Lecamelli and Wendy and Maura, and I hope Elizabeth, though she might be home with their wonderful daughters, other friends next weekend for a mountain in your home in the mid-coast region around the District of Columbia in Arlington, Virginia. Part of me, in a sense, is there. Leisure leaves us the capacity to imagine and sense ourselves many places. As we return, we might say, to home, to here, to our open-heartedness of this time, unguarded and not needing to go anywhere. Leisure, it sounds like almost a cultural word left only to some stratas of society, if we were thinking of society as stratas. And I would say even in leisure, that even breaks that down or opens that up for us so that it isn't the case. And indeed, leisure is essential to our growth and formation, the quiet now, the being here before the cross, or welcoming the cross within us.
Save us, O Holy Cross. Save us, O Holy Cross. Save us, O Holy Cross.
The crossover of Jesus Christ from life among us to the dying that we understand and feel and experience as indeed his resurrection from the dead and his ascension to be at the right hand, as we say, to again with this depth of sense of life with Abba and the Spirit, the fullness of God. This is abiding in us, but it takes leisure to feel it and sense it and know our own passages that are transformational through the pain and suffering of our own lives, the lives that are conjoined in Jesus Christ. As Paul would say, I believe, or Acts, where we live and move and have our very being. I would right now say already too many ideas, too many words. And so leisure actually invites us to step outside of the already articulated in our human world to feel and sense the depth and richness of the darkness of unknowing that brings us to the light of faith, the action of the Word, the brilliance of the cross, the aliveness of it, some of us, rather than the cross, and this is a long part of Christianity, continuing in some of the practices of parts of, we would say painfully, parts of the church, the Roman tradition and others, who would invite us to stand before, gaze upon, as Claire would say, consider, contemplate, and then imitate the crucifix, the cross that bears the body. The cross on which the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son, was inflicted with execution. A passage God has chosen for us, not so much the form of death, but death itself, to walk through it with us, to be in this leisure moment now that might be its own dying, little dying, this breath that arises though again, this moment that fills out in our quietude, this place of new life. Merton calls it a virginal point, a instant of light and life flashing in us that arises, but only with a quiet, and we would say leisure or meditation or sitting or breathing. That which is in our choice now to be here, which is really the same choice, we would say, the grace choice we have of God who chose to be here in a divided and broken world to bring us to community and unity, to life again, to transformation into life. The hope of life, the full of wonder that life is in the very moment of death, full of life because of the Passover of Jesus Christ. And so you and I sit in that moment now, but sitting in even isn't even the right word, is it? Because we're traveling in that. But it does take a certain, again, word from Merton's stoppage to come to this virginal, this pure, open moment when we are called beyond ourselves into God, called out of our dying, our self-centeredness to a Christ-centered, life-centered, other-centered world. And it happens not by my words or images, but by our being here. So I'm not yet in the District of Columbia, which will be next weekend. Pray to God I get there. You and I are here, wherever here is, and we let go of that in the rich company of the God who joined us, the Word made flesh, at the very place, point, time, where the convergence, the descendants, the incendence of God transforms the world. Christ, the light of the nations, the risen one who redeems us and sets us free. Again, too many words. So enjoy this moment. Enter into the very heart of your heart, the passage, presence, and new path. The clarity of heart, the virginal moment when our lives begin again. May the gentle path of this day in Christ lend you the strength to walk in the complexities of our world. And may the light now in your heart that has come for the life of the world transform all that would threaten life into new life. The Lord of life give you life. Peace, my friend.
Warriors, but strange.
singing,
Jesus, oh Jesus, be
here. Lord, feed our hungry souls,
Jesus.